Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are 4 lines from the end of the page at Amar Abaye. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lizech Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn Halacha at a high level under the auspices of Agon Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new Zman beginning next week, I guess this week, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Basim B'chalav. And it's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizech Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehud Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Svi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, all the Nesham Hashem and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as I said, 4 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Samach Beis and Beis. First thing the Gemara is going to do is it's going to identify a variety of Tanaim from throughout Shas who all hold that you can be Makne Adavar Shalo Bali Olam, which is a sugi that we started to discuss yesterday in terms of being Makadesh a fetus, for Kiddushin, and in terms of being Mafresh Shuma, and that which is still not picked from the field and not fully grown. So that discussion is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Amud Aleph is going to talk about if a person is a Mekadesh and Isha for acts of service, with acts of service that he promises to do for her. So the Gemara is going to discuss how this issue may relate to Yashna L'Schirus Mitchila V'Atsof or Eina L'Schirus Elul Basof. When you do something for somebody and they pay you, how exactly does that work? Does it work that they don't owe you anything until the job is finished and then all the money is owed at that time? Or that each moment of work, you're earning your pay. So that might relate to how this kiddushin is going to work. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that if the Mishnah, rather, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that if you Merkadish Nisha Almanas, that your own father, that the man's father approves of the kiddushin, so what happens if the father dies, so we never get to find out if he approved? What happens if the son dies? So the father may approve or disapprove, but the son is already. What is it better for the father to do one thing or the other in that case? The Gemara is going to have two different ways of explaining what the Mishnah means when it says almanas that the father wants. Does it mean that almanas that he's quiet and he doesn't say anything, or almanas that he meaning that he doesn't make a macha'a? So then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss if a father doesn't remember who he gave his daughter to for Kiddushin, and people come and say, oh, it was me, I'm the husband. So do we believe the people who say that they are the husband? What if it's one person that comes, and does it make a difference if it's two people that come and claim to be the husband? So that's going to be the discussion on Amud Beis. And then at the bottom of the page, we're going to discuss that the Rav Chista is going to point out that the father isn't Neman to be Mechayev anyone in an Onesh. So that plays into the conversation as well. So let's begin 4 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. So says Gemara Amar Abaye, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe, Reb Meir, Kulus Virulu, this group of three Tanaim, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe, and Reb Meir, they all hold Adam Makne Dover Shalom Bal Yolam, that a person has the ability to be Makne something that is not yet in the world. It's just started to, the way Rashi and Tosfos understand at least, is not that it's entirely not in the world, but it's not fully in the world yet. It's just starting to develop, like we were discussing yesterday with the shachas in the field. And it started to grow. It's kind of there, but it's not really there yet. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos say that. All these Tanaim hold that at least something that's only at the beginning stages, you could be makne, even though it's not really fully ba'olam yet. So the Gemara says, okay, let's prove that each of these Tanaim hold such a thing. Ben Yaakov Hadamaran. Well, we already proved from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from the Braisa we quoted yesterday that a person is able to be Mafresh Shuma from payrolls that are not yet fully grown, or that were not even one-third grown, even though they're not considered to be Ba'u Liolam Legamri, and you're able to be Mafresh Shuma for such a thing, Likishah, when they ultimately are grown and are detached from the ground. So that one we know. Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe holds you could be Makhmedav Shalob Liolam? Ditanya, we have a Braisa that the Torah says, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav, which is a strange thing. It's, you're not allowed to make an Eved work for his Adon. You're not allowed to force an Eved into servitude for his Adon. Rebbe Omar Belokeach Eved Al Menasla Shachra Akasa Medaber. That the case is that you purchase the Eved and it was Al Menas that you'll be Meshachra him as soon as he enters into your Rishus. So since that was the condition of the purchase, so as soon as he comes into
into your Rishus. The Shikhar is Chal, and you can't be Mishabed at such an Eved. So the Torah tells you, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. It's an Asara for the Beis Din that do not force this Eved to work for this master. Say, Echidami, says Gemara, what are we talking about exactly over here? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kigon Dekas Avlei, the Lokeach writes to the Eved in a Shtar Shikhar prior to purchasing him, and he says, Likasha Ekhecha, after I purchase you, Hare Atzmecha Kanulech Me'achshav, you are now Meshukra from right now. And the Torah in that case says, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. So even though at the time of the Ksivus Ashtar, he had not yet purchased the Eved, he's not yet able to be Meshachar him because he's not his yet. And so the Shikhar is a Dover Shalom Baliolam. Nevertheless, you're able to be Makna, such a Shikhar to him. So you see that according to Rebbe, a person could be Makna, a Dover Shalom Baliolam. You can write a Shtar Shikhar for an Eved even before you've ever purchased that Eved, and the Shikhar is Taka going to be Chal. And then the third Tana, Rabbi Meir, Ditanya. Rabbi Meir is from the following Braisa. Ha'omer li Isha, a guy says to a Jewish woman, Ha'rei ha'mukadash li la'achashe esgayer, that you should be mukadashes to me after I convert. Or, la'achashe tisgayri, he says to a non-Jewish woman, you should be mukadashes to me after you convert. La'achashe ishtachrer, or you have an Eved Kanani, says to a Jewish woman, you should be mukadashes to me after I am freed and become a Jew. Or he says to a Shivcha Kananis, Lachashatish Tachriri, a Jewish man says to a Shivcha Kananis, you should be Mekadeshes to me after you are freed and become a Jewess. And a person's Mekadesh and Eshes Ish, and Eshes Ish, and says, Lachash Yomas Baalech, that the Kedushin should be Chal after your husband dies. Or the guy is married to this woman's sister, and he says, Lachash Yatomas Achoseich, this Kedushin should be Chal after your sister dies. Lachash Yachlos Achivmich, or it's a woman who needs Yibum still, or Chalitza, and he says, okay, after the Chalitza, the Kedusha will be Chal, Einu Mekadeshes. In all those cases, it's not Mekadeshes because she's not yet eligible for Kedushin. Ooh, but Rabbi Meir Omer Mekadeshes. Rabbi Meir says, even though right now it's Lo Baliolam that she's Jewish or that she's freed or that the husband is dead or that any of these things, they haven't happened yet, but nevertheless, Mekadeshes, because you can make a Kenyan even on something that's Lo Baliolam. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that a person the Gemara mentions, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer Eina Mekadeshes, Rabbi Danas Yomer Mekadeshes. Other Tanoim got in on the action in this Machlokas as well. That Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says Eina Mekadeshes apparently cannot be Machna Dover Shalom Baliolam. Rabbi Danas says it is Mekadeshes, just like Rabbi Meir had said. Umatam Omer Eina Mekadeshes, why then would the Chacham say Eina Mekadeshes if really, strictly speaking, it should be Mekadeshes? So Rabbi Danas explains, Mishum Eva. It's just going to cause too much hatred and animosity, because if the woman knows that her husband was Mekadesh her sister in order that the Kiddushin should be Chal after she dies, or if the husband knows that his wife accepted Kiddushin from someone else that the Kiddushin should be Chal after he dies, so they're going to think that they have a target on their backs, that their spouse is out to kill them, or this other person that wants to marry their spouse is out to kill them. That's not going to be very good for the relationship. So the Chacham were Mevatel such a Kiddushin, at least in those cases. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Danasi apparently holds like Rabbi Meir, right, that a person can be Makna Dover Shalom B'Liolam. So how come in our original list, when we were listing the Tanayim that hold, a person can be Makna Dover Shalom B'Liolam, so we said that it's Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov and Rabbi and Rabbi Meir. Where was Rabbi Danasi on the list? Rabbi Danasi. So the Gemara says, no, Hainu Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi Danasi. Throughout Shas, it's an important klal to know that Rabbi is Rabbi Danasi. So Rabbi is on the list. He just happens to say it in two different contexts. So we had the Rebbe from Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav, and he's consistent with his Shita in the case of being Mekadesh and Isha that currently is married, or that currently is not Jewish, or that currently is ineligible for whatever reason. But they both belong on the list. The Rishonim point out, the Rashba points out, that Shita's Rav is also in Mesech Sba Metziyat of Tazayin and Beis, that they Adam Makadav Shalom B'Liolam, and the Chora Rav Tanahu. So says the Rashba, Rav Tanu hu upalig, meaning Rav is a Tana in that he can sometimes argue on Tanaim, but he's still not a Tana. He's still from the early Amoraim, not considered to be a real Tana, and therefore he doesn't make it on the list of those Tanaim that hold that a person can be Makna Dover Shalom B'Liolam. So ask the Gemara now, but still, Nechshav Nami, Rabbi Akiva. Why not count Rabbi Akiva on the list? Because, D'Tanya, we have a Braisa that tells us that if a woman says to her husband, Konam Shani Osa Lepicha, that I'm making like an Isser Hegdish, anything that I will produce for you, so meaning it's usher to you, anything that I produce is usher to you, ain't Zarech La'afer. The husband doesn't have to be made for the neder, because the neder is not chal anyway, since she's Meshubedes to her husband to provide him with the Maisi Odayim. So she can't usher that which she's Meshubed to provide for him. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yafer, Shemetad V'lov Yasemin Aroilo. He does have to be made for the neder, because we have to be choshesh that maybe she'll produce more than what she's Meshubah to produce. And that part is going to be usher to him like Hegdish because of that neder. So from the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that if he's not made for the neder, the extra Maisi Adayim that she produces are taka going to become usher, that seems to imply that Rabbi Akiva holds you can be makna dover shlo baliolam, because those extra Maisi Adayim are lo baliolam. They haven't happened yet. She hasn't produced them yet. So it says, Maralah, I'm Ravun Brid of Yeshua, but Omeris, Yikachu Yadi Laoseihem. So the Adayim is Nu Ba'olam. No, the case is not that she says the Maisi Yadayim is Asuratim, but that her Yadayim, Lagabe, that which they will produce, are Asuratim, and her hands are in the Olam already. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva is not really commenting on our sugya being makne dover shlo bali olam, or not being makne dover shlo bali olam, because it is already bali olam. Okay, so now we move on to a new Mishnah. Ha'omer li ish harem gdash li almanash ha'adaber alayich l'shulton. Guy says to a woman, you should be gdash to me almanash that I'll speak to the government on your behalf, that they'll be mevater on your tax bill. Ve'esi imach kipoel, or he makes a tenai in the kiddushin that I'll work for you like a poel for all day. I'll be your handyman, I'll go around the house and I'll fix that leaky faucet and that broken nail doorknob, but I'll just do whatever you need for a day. So Dibra Lel Shilton, if he actually speaks to the government for her, Va'asi Makapawel, or in the case of Asi Makapawel, he does what he said he's going to do, Mukadashas, then she's Mukadashas. Vimlav, Aina Mukadashas, and otherwise she's Aina Mukadashas. What's the Chiddush? Meaning it's a Tanai, he fulfilled the Tanai, he didn't fulfill it, so of course Mukadashas are Aina Mukadashas. So Rashi writes that the Chiddush is that it's only going to be Mukadashas if he also gave her a Pruta and added as a Tanai that he's going to be Medaber L'Shilton, or that he's going to work for as a Pole. But if he only is Mekadisher with the schar of the payment that he should deserve for knocking down her tax bill or for doing the work around the house, then it's not going to be chal, because we're going to see in the Gemara that there's such a shita. So if you hold like that shita in the Gemara, what the Gemara, the Ukimta, the Gemara is going to make, so then it's taka a big chiddush, that the whole Mishnah only works if he also gave her a pruta. But if he just speaks to her to the government, he just does the work around the house, then she's not going to be Mekudashas. The Rush says, no, that the Chiddush is that she can't say to him afterwards, you know, I didn't really need this malacha or this dibor to the shilton. You know, that's not something I was really interested in. If you get money, I'll take, but I wasn't interested in that. So the Chiddush is that that since it has value, even the Rashash adds, and maybe the tax bill wasn't knocked down nearly as much as she would have anticipated. It was only knocked down a little bit, and the dibor didn't work fully. Still, it's Mekudashas, as long as he did his best. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish V'hu Shnasan L'Shav Pruta. What we just mentioned, that the Kiddushin in our Mishnah is talking about where he gave her a Shav Pruta to be Mekadisher, and he said, you should be Mekudashas to me with this Pruta, Almanas that I speak to the government on your behalf, or Almanas that I work for you as a poel for a day. So the actions that the Mishnah describes are only a Tanai in the Kiddushin. It's not the actual Kiddushin. The actual Kiddushin is he actually gives her a Pruta. So ask the Gemara, Ubeschar Lo, and if he just is Mekadisher with the by providing her with the value of speaking on her behalf to the government, or to work for her as an Eved, would it not be Mekudashas? Meaning that's not enough. Providing that value is not enough, right? You get these things in the mail all the time. We could knock down your tax bill, right? All these law firms or whatever that do this thing. So they get paid, right? Is that not enough? Vatanya, don't we have a brisa? Bischar shir kavticha lechamor. If a guy says to a woman, you should be mekadeshes me with the schar that I deserve to receive for riding you on a donkey, for giving you a donkey ride, or shoshavticha bikaron, or that I'll bring you in a wagon, obisvina, or on a boat, ain't a mukadesh. I'll pay your fare to travel. I'll pay your Uber fare. So ain't a mukadesh. Since he was markiv or moshiv or makaron, he was already nischayva the schara pu'ula, and it's considered to be a halva'a, and a person cannot be mekadesh nisha with a halva'a. But if he says to her, bischar she'arkivech alachamar, she'oshivech makaron of esfina mukadeshes, not shir kaftich that I did, but that I will do. So then it's mukadesha. So you see that you could be mekadesh nisha with a schar pu'ula that you haven't yet done. If it's something that you've already done, so then it's already a halva'a. So she owes you the money as halva'a, so then you can't be mekadesh nisha with such a thing. But if it's something that you will do, so then it's mukudeshes. So how come Reish Lakish has to touch up our Mishnah that he also gave her a pruta? Why not just say that he's being mekadesh with that which he will do? I will speak to the government. I will work for you for the day. Chiteman, maybe you're going to answer. Hachanami in this price is talking about b'diavad l'shava pruta. The price is also talking about where he also gave her a shava pruta, and it's just saying in addition to the shava pruta, it's almanas that I also will be markiv you on the donkey or in the karon or whatever. No, v'bischar ka'amar. It's beferish in the price that he says I'm being mekadesh you with the payment I should get for providing you this service. So you see that it's just the providing of the service that he's mekadesh or with. It's not also a pruta. So weiter, it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. How come Reish Lakish says in our Mishnah that when a guy is mekadesh in Isha with services that he's going to provide, it can't mean that he's being mekadesh or just with the services. He's being mekadesh or with a pruta, and the services are just a tanai. Well, here you have in the Braisa that you can be mekadesh with just the services so long as you have not yet provided those services. Va'od, and another kasha on the mashmos of Reish Lakish. Tanya, we have a Braisa that says, Shavi mi b'tzavta, a woman who says to a man, sit together with me so that I'm not sitting alone. Va'akadish lach, and for that hana'a, that I'm not alone, I'll be mukadeshes to you. Or schok lefanai, or she says to him, you know, do a comedy routine, record lefanai, dance for me, asay kedimus hazeh, or build me something that looks like this. In all those cases, shamin im yesh bo shavapruta, we assess, whether what the service he provide, if it was a good comedy routine, if the service that he provided is worth a shava puta, would anyone pay for such a thing? So mukadeshes, then she's mukadeshes. V'imla, v'edim mukadeshes. So you see that you can be mukadesh nisha with schar pula, with something, with a service that you're providing, even without actually giving a separate shava pruta. V'chitei machinami v'diyav shava pruta. Maybe you can say that Bryce is also talking about where he gave her a shava pruta. V'shamino socha abar. Can't be, because it says that we assess the actual service to see if that's worth a shava pruta. T'yof to Reish Lakish. This seems like a really strong kasha on Reish Lakish. We have two brises that seem to indicate you could be mekadesh in Isha with an act of service that you're going to provide for her without also giving a pruta. So why does Reish Lakish say that our Mishnah is talking about where it's not the service is just a tanai, but you're also giving her a pruta? So says Mar Amalach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish would answer, Hai Tana Bra, the Tana of these brises, Savar Einel Eschir Sel Lebesov. The Tana of these brises assume you could be mekadesh with an act of service, because they hold that the way it works when you provide an act of service is that nothing is owed until the end. And then at the very end, so there's money that's owed. So you can be mekadesh with that mamon, because that's real mamon. V'tana didan, but the Tana of our Mishnah must be assuming you also gave a pruta, because the Tana of our Mishnah, Savar, Yeshna l'schiris mitchil v'yadsof, holds that every moment that that the man is working, the woman is being mechayiv another a little bit to pay him. And that money, therefore, is considered to be a halva'a in the hands of the woman. And since you can't be mekadesh nisha with a milva, the kiddushin is not going to be chal. So you have to, therefore, add another pruta to be mekadesh her with. Because if you hold a yeshel l'schiris mitchil v'yadsof, so then you can't be mekadesh with an act of service. If you hold ein l'schiris el l'basof, then you can be mekadesh with an act of service. So says Gemara, okay, but Reish Lakish is aware that this is a machlokas tanoim, right? Whether yeshel l'schiris mitchil v'yadsof or ein l'schiris el l'basof. He knows that it's a machlokas tanoim. So why would he kvetch out in our Mishnah that our Mishnah must be assuming like the Shita that holds that the act of service doesn't work, because yeshel l'schiris mitchil v'yadsof, and therefore, even though our Mishnah forgot to mention it, it's also talking about where he gave a pruta. There's a much simpler way to read our Mishnah. Say that our Mishnah holds like the Tana of those two prices, that Eilu L'schiris El L'Basov, And Mela, the Kiddush could be chal, the act of service. And my duch chidre shlakash, look at my asrisim, yeshem asrisim, with chivat sov, ubidiavla. Why does he have to make such a dachu kukimta in our Mishnah that the Mishnah must be holding like the sheet of yeshem asrisim, with chivat sov, and therefore must be talking about where you also gave her a pruta? Sounds like Gemara, amarava mesnisin kashisei. The lashon of the Mishnah forced face shlakash into this. Because if we're talking about where he's Mekadisher, just with the schar hapu'ula of speaking to the government on our behalf, working on our behalf, my irya detani almanas. Why is it that the Mishnah uses the term almanas that he'll be medaber to the shilton? That's a lashon of tanai. Nisni, the better way to say it would have been bisachar, with the schar, with the payment of doing this service. El shvamina kal almanas hecha diavlahu. Almanas means that it's a tanai, and therefore it must be that he gave her separately, he gave her kiddushin, and it's almanas that he does these actions. Say no, Konami, the Mishnah, if the Mishnah would have held like the Tana of that price, then it wouldn't have to be that he gave her a pruta, but the Mishnah, you know, showed its hand by using the term almanas, and that's why the Mishnah must be assuming that the act of service itself could not be the Kiddushin, because Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchil V'Yatzof, we've pointed out many times in the past, that even if you hold Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchil V'Yatzof, Ein Schirus Mishtalemes El L'Basof, that even though you accrue the wages as you go, second by second, as you work each second, but it only gets paid at the end, it actually only physically gets paid at the end. I always give the mashal that Rav Sacks gives, that if you go into a taxi cab, and you see the meter keeps going up, and up, like goes another 35 cents, and I don't know how much they go up now, but whatever it is, another little bit. You don't go in with a roll of quarters and start just flinging them at the guy and paying them as it goes up. It's in a mishtalemes el lebasof. You only pay for it at the end of the ride. Now everything's Uber, it all, but whatever. But okay, so the mashal for old people still works. So now the Mishnah tells us a new case. Now almanas sheyir tzaba, guys mekadish nisha almanas that the father wants. The father of the Mekadesh agrees to this Kiddushin, that the father of the Chassan agrees to this Kiddushin. Rotza av Mekudeshes, vimla avinu Mekudeshes. So if the father's maskim, good, sense Kiddushin. Otherwise, it's not a good Kiddushin. Mesa av, what if the father dies before he tells us whether he's maskim or not? Sarezu Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes then. Mesa ben, if the son dies before the father ever told us whether he wants it or not, melam den av lomar sheino rotza. We tell the father to say that he doesn't want the Kiddushin in order to be okay the Kiddushin of Mafreya, so that the woman shouldn't require Yibum or anything like that. Why make her an Almana unnecessarily, right? You could just make it that she was never Mekadeshes, so that would be better. So if the son, Rachman, the son dies, he tells the father to say that he doesn't want the Kiddushin. So it says, my Almanas Sheyirtza Abba. How do we, what's the Mishnah talking about where you say Almanas Sheyirtza Abba, that Abba wants? What exactly is that saying Abba needs to do in order for this Kiddushin to be Chal? If he has to proactively, he has to say yes, that as soon as he hears about it, he has to say, I approve. So then, Ema Mitziyasa. But then the Mishnah goes on to say that Mesa Av, that if the father dies before he's Megaladas, Harezu Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. But he didn't fulfill the Tanai. Valo Amar In. If the Tanai was that the father has to say yes, if he dropped dead before saying anything, he didn't say yes. So why would that be a valid Kiddushin? Ella, it must be that the case is, that the case in the Reisha is, Almanas Sheyishtok Abba. Not that he has to say yes, it's just that he can't say no, that he can't make a macha. Okay, so if he drops dead, he didn't make a macha. He didn't say no. So Mela, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa, the Mishnah says, Meis HaBen, if the son dies before he's Megala, before the father was Megala Das, Melam Din Asav Lomer Sheino Rotza. We tell the father to say that you don't want this Kiddushin. But if all the father needs to do is to be quiet in order to for the tonight to be fulfilled, then amai vashasik. Why does it help that he's going to make a machal later on? At the time that he heard about it, he was quiet, so it's too late already. The son drops in and says, "I changed my mind. Now I make a machal." If the whole tonight was just as soon as he's shasik, as soon as he's quiet,
then the kiddushin is chal. The kiddushin was already chal. Ella, it must be that in the seifa we're talking about, where amar la almanas shelo yimcha abba. The case of the seifa must be that the tanai was that dad doesn't make a macha on the kiddushin, and therefore even after the son died, the father can still make a macha and be okay the kiddushin. It wasn't almanas that he's quiet. It was almanas that he not make a macha. So long as he's still around, he could still make a macha. So says Gemara, but Reisha b'chad taima, Siyasa v'seifa b'chad taima. How do you understand that the Mishnah in the Reisha is talking about a case where the Tanai was sheyishtok, and in the Mitziyasa and the Seifa it's talking about where the Tanai was that shalo yimcha? How could that be? They're talking about two totally different cases. Didn't sound that way from the Mishnah. So I'm Rabbi Yana, that's exactly what's going on. That the case changes in the Mishnah. Mishnayos are written cryptically, and in Echidami, it sounds like it's one case, but it's really multiple cases. So I'm Reish Lakish says we see something from this. Shema mina mid Rabbi Yana, from the fact that Rabbi Yana was willing to say that the Reish is talking about one case and the Sefer is talking about another case. Dachkinen makminen masnisen betray taima aliba dechad tana v'lo makminen betray tanoi ubechad taima. That if given the choice to say that a single Mishnah reflects the opinion of two different Tanayim, but it's talking about one case, or to say that it's talking about two cases and it's a single Tana, we'd rather say it's talking about two different cases and a single Tana, because that's exactly what Rabbi Yana did over here. Or another way to be miyashiv Mishnah, of Yosef Rami Amar, there's a way to thread the needle. Liolam chad taimu. Maybe it's all one case. What's the case? Umay almanas yirta abba. What does it mean, almanas yirta abba? Almanas shlo yimcha abba mikan v'at shloshim yom. It's not just almanas yimcha abba. It's almanas yimcha abba, but with a deadline, 30 days. So you see in the reisha that if a father wants the kiddushin, she's mukadashes, meaning that he did not make a macha within 30 days. That's what it means. He wants the kiddushin. And when we said that if he doesn't want the kiddushin, she's ainu mukadashes, that's if he made a macha within 30 days. And then the mitziyasa says that if the father drops dead, the kiddushin is going to be chal because we know he's not going to be macha within 30 days if he's dead. So therefore, the kiddushin is going to be chal. It's never going to be batal. And then when the seifa says if the son dies, the father could still make a macha, even though initially he was quiet, is because it's still within 30 days, so he still retains the right to make a macha. So therefore, it could all be one case and one tana and all make perfect sense as long as you put a 30-day cap on it, and that's the case of the Mishnah. New Mishnah now. Kiddushin is biti. A guy says, I gave over my daughter, my Kitana daughter, for Kiddushin. I have no recollection of who the chassan is. And a guy says, I'm the chassan. So Neman, we believe that guy, that she's Mukadashas to him, and if he dies or he gives her a get, then she becomes mutter to marry whoever. Meaning, we know that there was a Kiddushin over here, we believe it's to him, so as soon as we get this guy out of the picture, she can marry whoever she wants. But what if two people claim to be the husband? So shneim nosim get, both of them give a get, v'imratzu, echad nosim get v'echakonis. Or they could choose that one of them will give a get, you know, they'll shoot out odds and evens, one of them will choose, they'll flip a coin, whatever, one of them will get to be the husband, and the other one will give a get, and that will be, and that's fine. So amirav, neman litein get, ve'ein neman lichnos. When it says in our Mishnah that a person who claims to be the husband is neman, that he's the husband, it means he's neman that if he gives a get, she's allowed to marry somebody else. But he's not neman that she could just go home with him. Neman litin get because ain't on chotev lo. Why would he claim to be the husband if he gets nothing? If he's not going to benefit anything from it? Meaning, so to give as far as giving a get and letting her marry other people, he has no benefit from that. But vein neman lichnos, we don't believe him to actually take her home with him because ain't yitzro tokvo. It could just be he has a yitzer hara and he would like to take her home with him, but we don't believe him. Ravasi Amar Af Neman Lichnos. Ravasi disagrees. He says, no, when the Mishnah says he's Neman, he could even take the girl along with him because he's definitely telling the truth. He would not be Meis Panav to tell such a sheker that the father received Kiddushin from him because the father might not remember exactly who the Mekadesh is, but he might say, definitely wasn't you, right? Meaning, so he's not going to come up with such a story knowing that the father could call him out on the lie. Umod Ravasi Ba'omeres Diskadashti. But but Rav Asi is moda that if the girl says I accepted kiddushin and I don't know from whom, uba echad varma kiddushtia shei neman lichnos, and the guy says that I was the one, then he's not neman to take her home, and we'll see why. So the Gemara says tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that if two people come and each one claims to be the husband, so ratzu echanos and get vechad kodes, if they want, one of them can give a get and the other one can take her home with him. So you see that someone who says that he was Makadish the woman is believed to even take her home with him. Tiyufta to Rav. Isn't that a Tiyufta on Rav? I mean, we have this machlok between Rav and Ravasi. How far does Ne'amanus go? Does Ne'amanus even go to allow the guy to take her home with him? And Rav said, no way. But in our Mishnah, we said that if two guys claim to be the husband, one of them can take her home as long as the other one gives a get. So Amar Lach Rav, no, Rav would say, Shaini Hasam, the case where two people claim to be the husband is different because there's a svara to say that the one who wants to take her home is the real Makadesh and the other one is the Meshaker. Since there's another guy there that's tainying that he's the husband, etuse mirtas, one of them is going to be afraid to lie because he's afraid that the father's going to, seeing the two possibilities, he's going to recognize who the real husband is and he's going to contradict what the guy says, and therefore he agrees to be Megarisher, and it's Mestaber that the one who wants to stay married to her, I mean, they don't just flip a coin, they came to an agreement and one of them first volunteered to give the get. So the one who volunteered to give the get, we assume is really not the right guy, and the one who's koneser is the right guy. Tanya kavasei Ravasi. We have a brisa though that says like Ravasi. Kiddushti is biti. A guy says, I gave my daughter over for kiddushin. Ve'ni yodei lemi kiddushtia, but I don't know to whom. Uba echad v'amar kiddushtia, and one guy comes and says, I was mekadesher. Af ne'man lichnos. We even believe him that he's allowed to take her home. Kenasa uba echad v'amar kiddushtia. If he went and he took her home, and then another guy comes and says, it was me, I'm the husband, lo kalei mena lo osralav. The second guy is not ne'man to asur the woman on the first guy who had claimed that he was the husband, because she was already muteris to him, we already were matirit. He isha sha'amar niskadashti ve'in yodas lami niskadashti. If a woman says, I accepted kiddushin, but I do not remember from whom I accepted kiddushin, uba echad v'amar ani kiddushtia, and one guy comes along and says, I was mekadesher, we don't believe him to be kones, that woman, to bring the woman, take the woman home with him, because we're not chosesh for sheker, because even if she'll recognize him that he's not the mekadesh, she'll try to cover up for his sheker, and she'll want to be married to him. Meaning we're not going to trust her in that case, because even if it's not the right guy, she'll try to pretend it is the right guy, and therefore we can't allow him to take her home when she's the one that accepted kiddushin. But this price is explicitly like Ravasi, that only when the father says he doesn't know who the Mekadesh was, then there's a svara to believe the guy who steps forward and claims to be the Mekadesh, because he would never be Meis Panav to be Meshaker, because he's afraid that the father's going to be Makhish him, because the father's not going to cover for him. But the woman who says that she doesn't know, she received the kiddushin, she doesn't know who she received the kiddushin from, is not going to be believed. The guy who claims to be the guy is not going to be believed, because it could be that he's somech on the fact that it's more likely that the isha is going to be mechaper for him, that she'll cover for him because she'll want to be married to him. And even if someone else comes and says that he's the real one that was mekadesher, she'll just cover for him and she'll be makchish that other guy. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Eli Bailu. We fell a little behind, but Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a good day. Good luck, everybody.